a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, where you can enjoy championship baseball at really affordable prices. You know, our berm seats go for as little as $5 a ticket. Our general admission seats go for as little as $6 a ticket when you buy in advance. You can bring your family to the berm, lay out a blanket, have a great time, and show everybody what a great parent you are. You know, Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast is also very affordable. You can listen for free or be a monthly patron for just $6. Spread out a blanket and listen with your whole family and show everybody what a terrible parent you are. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we're not super bawdy, but I don't know that the family needs to be listening to this on a blanket.
What does hello there mean, Dad?
Well, that would bring me great joy.
No, that would be okay.
If children just started greeting each other in the style of Marty Allen.
No,
hello there!
Right. Kids at the bus stop.
If that could become the new...
Here comes little Sally. Oh, hello there!
Hello there!
I'm sorry. I know we're beating a dead horse, you know, but I'm just not done with it yet.
I don't feel that we are, because when I go to
I'm sorry.
When I go to the, is it broken?
No, nothing's broken, but I just thought maybe I unplugged this.
Is the Harrington's Pub text line at 470-23-NACHO.
Right.
Every other text is about hello there.
Okay. Well,
people
maybe,
love it.
Maybe
563 wants to say, wants to know, who is it that says hello there? You mean this guy?
Hello there.
It's Marty Allen. He's the greatest.
The late, great Marty Allen.
Here's one from Lil Buddy who says, I'm getting antsy at work. When can I expect some relief for a new top five things? Well, geez, little buddy, we're doing it right now. How's that for an answer to your question?
But I understand. What did he say? He was getting itchy?
Getting itchy.
That might be something else.
I like this. 309 texting in saying, love the new Dave Heller show opens.
Sure.
Right on.
I think we've only played a couple, but...
Yeah.
There's more in the bag.
Oh, there's going to be plenty of them. Here's just one from 815 that says, love the Marty Allen. Hello there.
Okay.
Hello there.
I don't know if it was on, where was it? Somebody sent me that they had downloaded an entire Marty Allen
soundboard?
An album.
Oh, an album.
And they were listening to the album, and it was him dressed up as like a sad clown.
Well,
it was,
he could have pulled that off.
Yeah, which one of you sent that in to me? It made my week. I love that you guys love Marty Allen as much as we love Marty Allen. So please keep that up. And hello there.
Hello there.
I don't want to ruin anything, but you'll be hearing that drop on a much bigger stage.
Soon. We'll let you know. Might be a reason to make plans.
Get out of the house.
Uh-huh.
Maybe bring a blanket.
Bring a friend. Learn a new step.
Welcome to the Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, and I believe you know my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
I'm so tempted, but...
Hello, Darren!
People will let us know when we've done it
too
much.
No, okay.
Right? People will let us know, okay, guys, that's enough. Uh-huh. We're not there yet.
No, we're just not there yet. How long did it... We're still doing George the Bear.
And it was like, yeah, well, that thing. But we, you know, George the Bear...
George the Bear.
I don't think we ever really abused him.
Didn't we?
This is the thing, too. When I used to play records for a living, you would play a song.
Play a song a lot of times.
And then there would be a certain part. There was like a wave that you could ride, where then you would start to get calls saying, guys, I've heard that song too much.
Yeah.
And when you start to get the calls that say, I've heard the song too much, this feels like the wrong move. But the way to win is you keep playing it, because that means most of your audience hasn't even heard it yet.
Well, then you would also get calls. Sometimes you'd get threats. Stop playing that commercial.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Oh.
Stop playing that. That means it's working.
Yes. Yes. Especially when you're able to name specifically the client whose commercial it is.
I'm not good at shop at Eagles.
Well, they didn't. And but they that, did. One, okay, that one, okay, that one worked.
That good, your good. Resistance against Eagles worked. Your revolution against Eagles.
Great job, everybody.
God, how long has that been? That the Eagles closed 15.
Well, there is still one Eagle Country Market open in Dubuque, Iowa.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But I think it's independently, you know.
Oh, gotta be.
Yeah, yeah. It's fresh at Eagle. Yeah, they spent way too much money on radio and went quite bankrupt.
They went bonkers.
Yeah. Yeah, they had some people making some interesting decisions.
Who maybe didn't even have the authority to do so. What you've done is put us out of business.
That's a story.
From another world and for another time.
It's going to do right at the top five things here, huh?
Yeah, we can do the top five things.
Is that cool?
It's brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road next to Green Buick. Their bridal sale going on now. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. Don't forget that the month of April, diamond is the birthstone. That's interesting. They have a graduate jeweler, gemologist on staff. They hand select each diamond in their inventory. And remember this, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry has a wide variety in all price ranges for great gifts for Mother's Day, which is coming up. They love putting together the prettiest packages for the special people in your life and have fun creating custom personalized gifts. And their goal is to find that little something to knock your socks off. So remember, Mom, that's coming up very, very soon. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and with the purchase, you receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. That's at Diamonds, or at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated, open Tuesday through Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak, but so much more. How about the Cran Slam Club? Homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo on your choice of sliced white or wheat bread. Absolutely delicious, and you can get it and get a great deal by mentioning Nacho Radio. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Is there talk that we might be doing a show at some point at Capriati's?
Yes.
I thought I overheard talk of that here. Yes. In the hallways of Nacho Radio, that might be happening.
In the original hallways of Nacho Radio.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. No, yeah, we're trying to put something together so that we can be out there with James at Capriati's on 53rd Street during some sort of lunchtime thing.
That sounds great.
So we're looking to do that. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary.
All right, Cody posted this, and I know this doesn't you guys know good, but this is on our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/Dave and Darren and take a look at this. Cody posted this. He must have purchased this. It's Hello Dare by Marty Allen, an illustrated biography. Isn't that just the best? What's going on there?
I don't know. That's his book?
What's going on?
An
illustrated biography.
So he just takes
pictures and everything.
Strange pictures of himself.
Hello Dare.
Okay. Damn right he does.
Well, let's look into that.
I know, Cody.
Thank you.
Nice job. We need to know more about this illustrated biography.
Number one.
Look at his hair. Doesn't it look great?
A new survey.
Kind of got the Gene Simmons going.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm part of me thinks that he's wearing a wig in both pictures.
Well, or it almost looks like...
Or the yellow hair's his real hair and the black hair's the wig.
Or it almost looks like it's more cotton candy than it is hair.
Yeah.
Like black cotton candy is what it looks like.
Yeah, that's
like
weird.
Like you have to hand spin your hair every morning.
Most parents would claim they don't have a favorite child, but a new study begs to differ. And this study concludes that parents do tend to have a favorite child. And
I have to think that my parents like me better than some of my siblings.
So in your case...
I don't know that I'm the favorite.
There are four, right?
You have
a brother and two sisters.
Yes.
So in your case, you might not be the favorite,
but
you sure as hell are not dead last on the list.
I'm not dead last. Just because I just don't cause as much headache.
Right. Right.
Just for that reason alone.
Right. You can just go...
Well, we don't hear from him as much.
We don't have to worry about him.
Well,
and we appreciate
that. We don't have to worry about him as much.
Right. Or we worry about him for different things.
For different things.
Yeah, right.
So maybe it is all equal.
Well, according to this study, parents were quizzed, and they said, by and large, 61% say... they do have a favorite, and it is their youngest child.
Huh.
The youngest child.
Usually.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, there's another study from the University of California that says parents tend to favor their firstborn.
Mm.
So I will say this. In our house, the firstborn is the youngest child, so I'll go ahead and admit to having a favorite kid.
Yeah, you probably aren't going to run into that.
No. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Oh, wait a minute. What have we done?
Two.
Oh, God, what have we done?
Whose idea was this?
Oh, my God, we're going to be...
y'all having a good time.
No!
We're going to be 70 when it graduates. Don't stop the
party. No. The party stops.
The party has just got a screeching halt.
There's a terrifying story number two in the Chicago Tribune where cops in McHenry County are starting a new program. If you refuse to do the breath test, which, by the way, you should always refuse to do the breath test.
No field tests.
No field tests.
I'm not doing a field test.
And when they want you to do the alphabet and walking, the answer is no thank you. No. Am I being detained? No, thank you. Those are the two things you say.
Well, the answer is yes, you are being detained.
Yeah, good.
Yes, okay. Yeah. All right, I'll be detained.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
Mind if I have a breath mint?
You don't want to make... Listen, cooperate with the police as much as you can. But if they pull you over, they suspect that you are over the limit. They're not conducting the tests to prove their assumptions wrong. So
to kill time.
Don't do their work for them. You know? You say, I decline those tests, and off you go. However, in McHenry County now, I guess enough people have gotten wise to this, so now the cops are seeking instant warrants for blood tests. A strategy they call the e-warrant is sent electronically to a judge for review from a curbside traffic stop.
Jamie Lane just needs to approve it.
The cops say their main targets are repeat offenders, who are not only the biggest public hazards, but also know how to game the system by refusing to take breath tests.
Who was the guy up in Wisconsin that had like 12 McCracken?
There's a woman that was in the news this week. She has them all over the place, and it's a horror show.
How does
story.
That work?
She got pulled over in the Chicagoland area, and she's got them all over, like in states galore, and had like kids in the car. It's not a funny story.
No.
And she refused to give her name, and then she gave her name, and she goes, why don't you go ahead and Google me? Because she's like known as like one of the worst drunk drivers in America. It's such a tragic story.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, not giving a field test, that's not gaming the system. That's just knowing your rights and adhering
to it. No, you're not gaming the system.
No.
You're probably...
No. Don't ever
You're still
blow.
In trouble.
Don't ever blow. Unless... One of the area's leading attorneys
sober.
In this field told me this. He said, unless you are certain you are sober and that you will not blow anything.
Yes, I'm driving home from the game and I haven't had anything to drink.
Right,
I had
a hot cocoa, right? Yeah. Then you blow. But if you've had anything to drink, you refuse to.
Oh my God, I had residual alcohol in my system a couple days ago.
There's this big project that's being built in East Moline called The Bend. And one of the guys that's financing it and is behind it, he had some trouble with the law a couple of years ago.
Okay.
There was some cocaine involved, he had to do There was some not paying taxes. He ended up going away a couple felonies. Anyway, I'm sure he's clean now and everything's fine.
Uh-huh.
But at one point, his probation was revoked a couple of years ago because they told him as a condition of his release, he couldn't do any drugs or have any alcohol.
Oh.
And he had alcohol.
I don't like those stipulations.
He said, right. And he said what happened was, he said, Your Honor, it's a very logical explanation.
Sure.
I was at a conference out of town for work. I'm here on business. I need to get that drop. And I was at this hotel pool. Someone offered me a drink. I took a sip and I realized, oh my goodness, there's alcohol in it. I sent it away right away. So I had a couple of sips on accident.
Sure.
But that was all I had, Your Honor. And that was his story, and he's sticking with it. Anyway, they're going to start getting warrants right there.
Right there. Instantaneous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kane County,
Illinois.
So they're
going to be drawing blood?
Yeah, they'll get a warrant and then they'll draw your blood.
Are they trained to draw blood?
Well, yeah. Sure they are.
Cops are?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah, well, they take you to the station. There's somebody who specializes in that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're not doing that out by your car.
They say that this practice is limited to more serious cases where there's been an accident with injuries or death, right? Like, if you kill somebody, they need to take your blood right away because you're refusing to do a sobriety test is... It, no, it, that's a different situation than it got away from me at the Christmas party, right?
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Kane County, though, has targeted these new campaigns where they call no refusal weekends. So like St. Patrick's Day or the Super Bowl weekend, they don't allow you to refuse.
Oh.
And, you know, there might be some legal ramifications there because that seems a little weird that you just say, you know, you don't have this right this weekend because of Super Bowl.
Just because it's the Super Bowl, we're going to take away that right? That doesn't sound...
I should think your counsel would be able
to... I'm not a football fan. I don't care what weekend it is.
Yeah, I don't care who's playing.
I'm not Irish.
I just drink a lot.
Number three.
So this guy goes to Alaska, a British explorer. He participated in something called the Yukon Arctic Race. This is not the Iditarod, which we're not fans of here on this show. You don't like the Iditarod, and I don't either.
Okay.
It's not cool for those dogs. Those dogs don't need to be running around in the cold.
Probably in pretty good shape, though.
It's 2018. Stop with the Iditarod. It seems cruel, needlessly cruel. Anyway... this guy was participating in the Yukon Arctic Race.
So we're canceling the Iditarod and Christmas.
No one said anything about Christmas.
Oh, maybe that was just me.
any chance you get to cancel Christmas, you're on board. So you're telling me we're canceling Christmas?
Just 1 year. Let's just try it and see if we like it.
Nick Griffiths participated in the Yukon Arctic Race in February. His race was cut short when he had to be transported to the hospital for frostbite. And they had to take three of his toes.
Ooh.
Griffiths then asked if his toes could be sent to the downtown hotel in Dawson City, Yukon, so they could make their signature drink, the Sour Toe Cocktail. They've been doing this since the early 70s.
That's gross.
It's a shot of whiskey with a shrunken human toe put in it.
Because they lose a lot of toes there.
They sure do. They've got 10 dismembered toes all displayed on the Yukon...
Do you just put
Wall of Fame.
So you just put it in there, and you got to give the toe back.
Yeah, well,
it's just like a garnish.
They got two rules. You can't swallow the toe.
Can't swallow the toe.
Although, people have swallowed the toe, and you have to pay a $500 fine if
and
you
we want
the toe
back.
And we're going to get that toe out of you.
Don't chew the toe. Just don't chew the toe. It's one thing.
Can you imagine passing a human toe? That would keep you up nights. If you got up from the bowl and looked and there was a toe looking at you, there, like, what? How drunk did I get last night?
Exactly.
Rule number two, you can drink it fast, they say. You can drink it slow, but your lips must touch the toe.
Oh.
So far, 100,000 people have ordered the sour toe. And
I'm going to pass.
Yeah. Anyway, the hospital gave him his toes.
Unless maybe it's like a really cute chick. If it was like Olivia Newton-John's little baby toe, maybe.
I don't know that the attractiveness of the original toe owner would have any effect on my desire to do this.
Oh, I think it would for me.
Yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
So,
as opposed to
I just imagine
monster.
If there's a toe in a shot of whiskey in a bar in Yukon, chances are it's from like an old-timy prospector who didn't take the
probably.
Best care of his feet.
Yosemite Sam, probably.
Yeah, right,
not,
right.
Not
Mr.
Heidi
please.
Klum.
No, good Lord.
Four.
How did Heidi Klum lose her toe? Probably wearing those high heel those stiletto shoes that just basically rendered the little toe useless.
Or one of those Halloween costumes she's always trying to pull off and nice. Just cut off the circulation to her toes.
She seeing anybody?
I saw something this week. She's got a much younger boyfriend.
Oh.
And that makes sense, because Heidi Klum is still, I mean, she's 45, 46, and still, you know.
Sure.
Hot as a pistol.
Yeah. Still, as Larry would say, when we asked him when he thought his peak of life was.
And he said.
He was still expecting it to come.
Raji!
Any day now.
Any day now, I should be peaking. And then the rot begins.
White Castle unleashing something they call the Impossible Burger.
Okay. So that must be a big burger.
Not really.
No.
They're sliders.
It's still a slider?
$1.99 too. It's a vegan meat substitute.
Uh-huh.
And they say that this is very popular because it's a veggie burger that bleeds. So it really looks like a real hamburger. To which I say, what are you doing to your meat?
I don't like veggie burgers because they don't bleed. I like them to bleed.
The burger is a highly scientific amalgamation of wheat, coconut oil, potato protein, soy, and a handful of other ingredients. It all comes together to form a patty that is remarkably meat-like in appearance, and when you bite into it, it bleeds a little bit. They are now offering this new burger alternative at 140 of their White Castle locations.
When I think about biting into a burger, I don't really think of, or a steak, I don't think about it bleeding. I think of it about being juicy. Not bleeding. It doesn't bleed.
Play
so
it till it bleeds! Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I got a couple of sliders the other day at Hy-Vee for a little snack for myself.
Yeah, sure.
And I was at the express line, mm-hmm. and this woman behind me goes, "You're not going to eat those, are you?" I go, "What?"
"No, I'm going to shove them right up your..."
No, she goes, "I think those things are disgusting." And I said, "Well, I wasn't going to make them for you." "Well, I don't know how you eat those. They're disgusting." And then I just said, "I guess they're not for everybody." And like, in the car, once I got the car, I had a bunch more funny comebacks and a lot more "shut up, ladies."
Yeah.
But I was just so taken back. It was like,
see, I think at that point you're allowed to headbutt someone if you'd like to.
Well, she was making cracks about my White Castle sliders, Your Honor.
Whack.
"You're not really going to eat those, are you?"
Well, would it be better if I told you I wasn't? That I had like some sort of plan where I wasn't going to eat them?
No, I'm
going to
stuff them in your ears.
I will find you, and I will force feed you.
Are you threatening me? I think I'm allowed to.
It's one thing
You've given me the right to threaten you.
It's one thing for the cashier to have a comment about your purchase. And
Which is a bad idea.
I feel like they've gotten a lot better lately. It's the cashiers of not making comments about what you buy.
Shouldn't say a word.
But a patron? And the thing is, too, I'm in the express line. I'm not here to hang out and meet people.
Listen, I'm going to start throwing elbows is what I'm going to do.
Five.
Number five.
Like Dikembe Mutombo, I'm going to start throwing elbows.
Not in my house. Finally, number five on the top five things, we take you to the Mexican town of Ojinaga. It's in the state of Chihuahua. They had a raffle there at this Mexican town.
Mm-hmm.
The winner gets a brand new car.
Mm.
But you can't drive it for another 50 years. Have you heard this story?
No.
Yeah, the raffle is for El
You Viajero. Win a new car?
Yes. It is a 2018 car.
But they're going to put it away.
Mm-hmm. And they are going to... They call the car El Viajero del Tiempo, which is Spanish for... The time traveler.
The tempo.
Tiempo means time. Viajero means traveler. So the idea is they're going to put this new car in a time capsule and bury it.
Why bury it?
And then in the year 2068, they're going to dig it up, and whoever wins the car in 50 years will get to drive
it. Why is it necessary to bury it? Like you can't put it in a garage somewhere?
They wanted to make the event special this year.
Who can win this? Just kids? Little kids?
Here it is. Here it is before they started pouring dirt on it.
No, I don't think that's good. It's not going to run.
Probably not.
After you pour all that dirt on it.
They filled the car up with photographs, handwritten letters, and a bunch of things from the year 2018 for the people of the year 2068 to discover. They then lowered the car into a concrete-lined hole in the town square using a large crane. It was then sealed in concrete.
Why couldn't they have just made the hole in such a way that you could have driven the car into it? Well, you know, if you just kind of angle it off a bit?
Are you going to have to chisel your way through the concrete to get to the car? By the way, this is not a wealthy town, and a lot of people were furious about this raffle because they're like, most of us can't afford a used car. We're going to put a new car in the ground?
And then pour a bunch of dirt on it? When you get to it, it'll probably be collapsed.
Yeah, people are saying you could have donated that car instead of burying it in the ground for 50 years. And, you know, this is an excellent question being asked here on the Harrington's Pub text line at 470-23-NACHO. Do we think we're going to be driving cars in 50 years?
I won't be.
Well, no.
people complaining about
I'll be out
the-
there. I'll be probably cloud surfing. Cloud surfer.
Yeah, they went ahead and they buried it, the time traveler. And now the winner of the raffle is just counting the days until they can finally unearth their prize. So it's not like the drawing is in 50 years. They did the drawing and said, congratulations, you won a new car. It's buried in the center of the town. You can come pick it up in 50 years.
I was walking the dogs the other day, and I put this stocking cap on, this big black stocking cap.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is the wrong sort of thing to say, but I'll say it anyway. I really look like I should have been driving some sort of magic carpet. I had a look like I should be on a magic carpet.
Oh, yes. Little master.
Oh, little master. Oh. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Well, tonight's the night. Kevin Smith is there tonight. And then after his show, it's Jay and Silent Bob getting old with their interactive podcast. You need to reach out to the box office there and see if they still have tickets. If they do, they don't have many. You can get them by phone, reserve those at 309-342-2299, or get them there at the box office. Normally, you can get them online as well. I suppose you could still do that and just have them waiting for you at GalesburgOrpheum.org. Coming up tomorrow at the Orpheum, they're going to be hosting the Rutabaga Jazz Festival headliner, Matt Ulrey's Loom, at 5 o'clock. That's a free performance. May 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Performing Arts Academy of Galesburg presents Peter Pan Jr. On May 17th at 7 o'clock, the Orpheum Theater will announce their Throwback Thursday's free summer movie series lineup. And after announcing that, they will also be playing a free showing of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And there's a lot more going on, a lot of events happening at the Galesburg Orpheum Theater. Check it out at galesburgorpheum.org.
How about the fact that Kevin Smith a month ago had a Widowmaker heart attack?
Yeah,
and he's still in Galesburg tonight.
Like a champ. And he said it was like a day after he had the heart attack. It's like, oh, no, the show goes on.
Yeah, yeah. Had this very close brush with death.
Yes.
And is like, no, I'm going to Galesburg.
Yeah, I'm going to Galesburg. Yeah. Why
good
not?
Good for you, Kevin Smith.
Why wouldn't you?
I haven't been a fan of your last couple of movies.
What was his last movie?
Oh, was it the Walrus Man or Hosers? And there was something where it was like Canadian girls at a truck stop or something. I don't know.
Coming up on May 10th, it's Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story. The Orpheum Theater is available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio, where they have delicious sandwich and delicious soups. Don't forget them. Turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, chicken tortilla as well. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Everybody enjoys Capriati's and Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. The podcast, if you'd like to reach out to us anytime, 24/7, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, with live music on Thursdays. Coming up next Thursday, it's Jordan Danielson with $3 Miller and Coors Bottles at Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf.
Did you really just fart?
Yeah, but I pushed it that way with my hand.
I wonder who's going to hit first.
So if I told him once, I told him a million times. These numbers do not add up.
Who did this to us? God damn it, I'm here on business!
Oh.
Who did this to us?
Who did this to us?
Oh, God, that's the best. I still haven't seen Ted 2, and I've heard some people tell me it's hilarious, and some people say it's unwatchable.
They were, of course, everyone has heard in the news Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is stepping down.
Yeah.
He's not resigning, he's retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Someone basically made the analogy, it's basically like the guy who farts on the elevator and then gets off.
Hits all the buttons and then gets off at the next floor. Yeah, I saw that. Decent analogy.
Yeah.
There's a punk rock turtle that is on the endangered species list.
Okay, I think I saw this picture.
Well, it basically grows a green mohawk. So it looks like a punker from the 70s. And it's also, it's endangered. So the thing has a green mohawk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it looks like? Hand to God. Looks like Marty Allen.
It looks a lot like Marty Allen. And we're not saying that just so we could do this.
No, this is not just a...
Hello there.
It does really... I mean, make the comparison. Can we do a split screen?
I'm going to do a side-by-side.
Yeah, and tell me that's not Marty Allen.
And you
Allen.
Can judge for yourself if this thing looks like Marty Allen. And it does.
It does.
It absolutely does. This is a punk turtle, they say, that's been added to the endangered species list. It is the Mary River Turtle. It's in Australia.
And how many are there?
Oh, gosh.
Just a handful?
Not many. It has... It almost looks like piercings under its chin.
Well, that's pretty punk.
And then it's got a mohawk that on top of its head that kind of looks like grass. It probably is a little protective coloration. But the thing that most people are noticing about this Mary River Turtle is its uncanny ability to breathe through its genitals. Doesn't use its nose, doesn't use its mouth. It breathes with its junk.
That's nuts.
Consider yourself Zing.
The Zing of the Day.
Oh, Zing of the Day. It's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School.
I can't wait to do this side-by-side with Marty Allen.
Yeah, no.
It
looks a lot.
Is it possible that just everything looks like Marty Allen to us now? Because we're just so enamored with him.
Everything is so skewed right now.
I mean, I'm willing to accept that possibility.
Color my world, Marty Allen.
That's what you've done, Marty. I'm
looking through a different lens now, aren't I?
Little girl, very excited. Her textbook is autographed by country superstar Blake Shelton.
Okay. Which was his book at one time?
Yeah, that's the problem. She's a first grader at an elementary school in Ada, Oklahoma. Very excited when she realized one of her textbooks
used to
belong to Blake Shelton.
Well, belong to him or he used
it? Well, you know how your books used to have that thing? It was like, this is the book. This book is the property of. And then it was like issue two. And then you would write your name and then your school year. You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, but it wasn't your book.
No. But you would write your name in the
book. Yes, but this is my book for this year.
Yes. So when Blake Shelton was in first grade in 1982... So,
Blake Shelton was in first grade in 1982?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Wait a minute. 1982, he should have been in... How old is Blake Shelton?
Got to be older. He's older than that, isn't he?
Here's the other thing, too. This is clearly not the handwriting of a first grade boy. Like, I think the teacher wrote...
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, sure.
This is not... I know what first grade boy's handwriting looks
yes.
like. Blake Shelton's handwriting here, a little precious. Let's see. He was born, I guess story checks out. Born June 1976.
Okay.
Why did I think Blake Shelton was older than I am?
I don't know. I thought he was.
Yeah, you'd have to be. I'll tell you that Gwen Stefani would be fun for about 10 minutes, and then I think I'd be like,
I've just never been that big a fan.
Oh, I was.
Ever.
I was
even at the beginning of No Doubt.
I was a huge fan.
Just
huge, huge fan.
This never really did it for me.
But now it's just like...
Did you see who's going to be
insists upon
who's
itself.
Opening the Illinois State Fair this year as far as entertainment?
I did not. Who is it?
It's something you might want to look into.
Is it Ted Nugent?
It's Culture Club and the Thompson Twins.
Now, I find that curious because the Thompson Twins hate each other's guts.
Well, I think it's maybe just the Thompson Twin.
There were three of them.
There was three of them, one of them showing up.
Okay.
So it's like the Thompson Twins lead guy.
Well, really, I think all you need is the singer.
Well, I think that's who you get.
Well, I would go see.
And, of course, Boy George shows up. You can't have Culture Club without Boy George, although someone would try it. Did you see who's Fleetwood Mac? What's going on with Fleetwood Mac?
So they fire Lindsey Buckingham.
Did they? He quit, didn't he?
I think it was.
But apparently this is something that's been in the works for a while because
they
made a quick announcement to say Lindsey Buckingham. I guess I didn't realize they were going back out on tour.
Mm-hmm.
They finally, after all these years, convinced Christine McVie to come back.
Yeah.
And now they play a few shows together. Is that, you know, the original, or not the original, but the classic Rumors lineup?
Right.
And now Lindsey Buckingham has had enough. He's quitting. He's getting replaced like he did last time after he quit after Tango in the Night. He got replaced by two people. He got replaced after that by Billy Burnett and Rick Vito.
I don't know who those two cats are.
This time he's getting replaced by Mike Campbell of the Heartbreakers and Neil Finn of Crowded House and Split Enz. I might be more interested in seeing that than if Lindsey Buckingham was there, and I'm a Lindsey Buckingham fan.
Those could be very interesting. Those are two outstanding replacements.
It really is.
But now Stevie Nicks isn't in Fleetwood Mac anymore, right?
I think she is.
So she is there.
She is there.
But you got Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers.
Yes.
And Neil Finn from Crowded House.
Yes.
And Split Enz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I think I could take that in.
I'd go see Thompson Twins and Culture Club.
Well, there you go. All you have to do is go to Springfield.
I don't see that happening.
Where would you go see them? Like across the street?
Yeah, the waterfront.
If the Zellers had them in their backyard?
Sure. I'd go.
I would go to that, too.
I'd have to go. Right? I mean, you know.
He'd probably be relying on us to kick in.
I had, and this doesn't happen a lot because I listen to a lot of music, but I had an experience where I heard an original song that I didn't know was an original. You know how there's some cover songs and you don't realize that they're cover songs?
Okay.
I heard Brenda Lee doing The Crying Game, and I'm like, this is the Boy George song that the Pet Shop Boys produced. What, that you tell me that song was 30 years old when they did that?
Yeah.
Or 20 years old?
Uh-huh.
And frankly, Brenda Lee, I'll give it to her. Does a better version.
I understand there's a little bit of a spoiler, a little bit of a twist in The Crying Game.
Well,
what is that?
Well, I don't want to ruin it for people.
Uh-huh. They should call it The Wiener Game.
So you mentioned the neighbors. I got the neighbor next door mowing his lawn today. And he's been
today?
At it. He's been at it for 2 hours.
Why didn't he do it yesterday?
Why are you doing it at all?
The grass isn't alive yet.
I know.
You don't need to do it. But people have been mowing their lawns for weeks now that don't need it.
This is new to my neighborhood. This is the first guy on my block to mow his lawn. He's been at it for two and a half hours.
You don't need to yet. And I'm like, you got plenty of time.
What are you doing? Yeah, the grass isn't growing.
You know what? This is home. We're about ready to finish off the sixth month of this winter.
Yeah.
November, yeah. December, yeah. January, February, yeah. March.
More snow this weekend.
That's 6 months of winter.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That's why we're all looking forward to some
nice warm
tempers.
Snows on Sunday.
And then there's a guy a block over. I see this today as I'm out running errands. He's in his front yard with a driver just practicing his swing. In his front yard. What kind of lunatic?
What kind of lunatic are you? I want people to look at my driver,
and that's all.
I want people to see.
And he's not hitting the ball; he's just practicing.
Now, what if he was in the front yard with his wedge and he's just chipping a ball around a little bit? What would you think of that?
Well, first of all, that's why you have a backyard.
No, I get that. So you don't think any golf club should ever show?
But practicing a wedge, that at least makes sense to me that you're practicing a skill. He's just practicing his swing?
Yeah, I'm not turning my hips properly.
I need to just go out in the front yard and just do this.
Well, it could be he just wants to get out of the house.
Hey, man, I'm with you there.
But then, you know. Would you rather have him running through a sprinkler? Sprinkler's on.
I know, it's my sprinkler. That's going to do it for today's installment. We're back tomorrow at noon with a new Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has been brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. Again, they're located at 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that you can take home. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our patrons on Podbean. We appreciate it. As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Don't forget to bookmark that. So we certainly appreciate it. Thanks for reaching out. on the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Don't forget, next Thursday, Jordan Danielson's there with live music, along with $3 Miller and Coors Bottles, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary, Harrington's Pub. And the podcast, of course, originates from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and Cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Get one today.
His mouth is watering as he reads the liner.
It is. It's so very, very tasty.
Very tasty.
Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. We would certainly appreciate it.
Till we get a chance to do it for you tomorrow, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hasta la vista, suckers.